This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're back broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, our guest is a technician engineer who installs these systems, 5G and many others, Ian Ferguson. He's been on the show before talking about other issues, and he was getting into a lot of top scientists are calling for a global moratorium on this. Other governments like Israel that invented it have banned it, and it's because there's so many of them and they're up close. And anybody knows about transmission, the closer you are, the more dangerous it is. And again, there are many mainline studies of this giving rats brain cancer, you name it. We know brain cancer is way up. There's a lot of contributing factors. So please continue down that line of there's a big fight going on over this. I mean, whole cantons or states in Switzerland are banning it. I mean, there's a big move here.
Right. We've got calls here in the United States, Louisiana, New Hampshire, Indiana, some places in Florida. They're calling for a moratorium until additional testing has been done. But I know Trump specifically has said he doesn't want to install any Chinese-made telecom, right? Well, I just spent the summer installing Chinese-made 5G in the Midwest. Made in China, assembled in Mexico, installed in the United States Midwest. So, I mean, be that as it may, it's coming, and it's coming faster than anybody can stop it.
What about the big angle, as you were saying, Huawei? This can get into any device. It can spy on people easier, and that's. But then Apple and all these other companies have totally moved in with China anyway. So it's like one arm's the China comms, the other arm's the same tentacle. And Trump's just doesn't seem to understand that.
And I really can't speak to the mind of Trump or what information he does or does not have. But it paints a really scary picture. The United States FirstNet system that we just spent the last couple of years installing, which provides first responders with reliable telecommunications in the event of disaster or emergency, that's Chinese made as well. So you start adding the pieces together, and look, I really want somebody that I've elected to protect me and safeguard my family to look into this.
You stand to make a lot of money installing this, but you don't want brain tumors for yourself and your children.
I've kind of written off my own safety. Look, climbing cell phone towers is one of the most dangerous jobs on the face of the planet. There, as a mass cell phone tower climbers, some of the bravest, most heartwarming, self-sacrificing individuals you meet. They spend most of their lives 20-plus hours away from their children, and they're up there doing this to maintain the E911 system. And, yeah, we make decent money. We make better money than I'm going to make anywhere else at an entry level. I'm a 38-year-old felon. There's no way I'm making this type of money that's going to be able to put my kids through college doing anything else, and I'm not going to stop because I'm good at it. And for those of you that want to call me a Nazi and say that the Nazis just followed orders, I'm not just following orders. I'm doing the best I can to provide for my children the best I can after a lifetime.
People say to me, like, you criticize Apple, but you got Apple computers because they're all evil. These companies are all bad. Just because we know the leadership of something's evil, it doesn't make the thing itself evil. Because we got to live in a system doesn't mean you're saying, hey, this looks like it's dangerous. They're telling us it's dangerous, but then it's your job. That's not hypocritical at all. You, this is what you've been doing for years, and now it's coming, and you are an expert. You're telling us what's evil is to be an expert because you've experienced it, and then to say, oh no, everything's fine because you think, oh, you might hurt your bottom line.
What am I going to do, quit my job and go wait tables and maybe not be able to pay the rent? No, I'm going to do what I'm really good at, and I'm really good at climbing cell phone towers and installing this technology. I'm not going to stop. Now, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to put my employers on blast. But I'm going to keep doing my job because it's something I'm good at. And I believe in the E911 system. When your grandma falls and breaks her hip, It's going to because it's
all these systems are great except the globalist Trojan horse them. Stay there. We've got this big gentleman coming on that exposed the hidden 5G. I want to get all your takes on this. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that causes gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It was back in 2011 that myself and Paul Watson first began putting out articles about secret 5G surveillance systems inside lampposts going in D.C., New York, Chicago, Austin, Texas, London, England, Berlin, Germany. And also pointing out, wow, this is some kind of new high-powered array system that's very powerful but only goes a certain distance. Then we learned about secret Stingray units, and we literally got documents about just all these different types of systems. And the fact that all of them in studies are linked to cancer or cause cancer. I mean, a lot of these will burn you if you stay close to them. But 5G isn't as powerful, but it's sent out in burst, and there's more of it. Over a million towers they want to put up. You've heard people complain, get the towers off the schools of the regular microwave radiation for cell phones and all the tumor clusters there. So Mark Steele, an engineer, inventor, patent writer, and expert on EMF weapon systems. He has invented a number of optive wave guides and HUD systems to mitigate the effects of battlefield radiation weapon systems. He's worked in research and project development for 30 years. Mark has worked on large secret EMF systems at weapons facilities, which he cannot talk about, and is covered under the OSA. Mark Steele built weapons-targeted rigs for subsea torpedo projects using target acquiring technologies in the radiation spectrum. When he can share is the secret weapons program development out of Operation Paperclip and the UN Resilient City Agenda that our governments have secretly signed up to in deploying a 5G weapon. Then it includes the Autonomous Electrification Agenda Scam, saveusnow.org.uk. And again, a lot of countries like Israel that invented this are banning it. That's mainstream news. Now, it's not just what this does to your body. It's what it controls. And this is all about these so-called smart cities that they didn't tell anybody about in Toronto. And when people find out about it, it's a surveillance grid. They go, oh, it's for the Earth. So we've got Mark Steele from the inside. And then we've got one of the people that installs it, Ian Ferguson, from right there where the rubber meets the road. And then we've got Mike Adams, another engineer, joining us as well. And, of course, Mark made big headlines when he broke open one of these streetlights, and there was the 5G inside. And that's not denied. But to me, he's like, well, he's still a conspiracy theorist. He doesn't like it. And, of course, these things scoop up all your other electronic data from your, quote, smart devices, which are all designed to be wide open. So let's play a little bit of that clip and then actually go to Mark Steele. Here it is.
Depending on where you are, but obviously the first opportunity you would get would be to step down so then you don't have to waste money on larger cables. So you see the small cables going into the LEDs, that's them going into housing there. you do need big cables. Big cables are a lot more expensive. And obviously, when you do your design, you want to use as less cost as possible because obviously there's more profit in it. So what you don't need is that. So you see on the right-hand side here, you've actually got a step down going to those junction boxes and then they're going to them cables down the LEDs. What we'll see on the left-hand side is an increase. So this actually increases the power to these very large cables up through here to this connector, and that connector fits to this connector. That connector then goes up to this box here, which is the antenna. This company since went into administration. I'm going to take this to pieces now, but people have seen them before. Now, one of the things they're upset about, is the breakdown of this. All right, let's try and see and get it focused. That's a 450-volt capacitor. Now, what is a capacitor, people ask? A capacitor holds a charge that can be discharged in milliseconds. All right? So what I do, I charge that up, get it full of energy. All right? For some inexplicable reason, they want to put the power in here. They want to increase it. It's a 450-volt capacitor. All right? Which then, turn on the amperage, right? Which that looks to me like it's a, did I say three amps. And then what happens? You increase the wattage to this delivery system.
An antenna. Right.
See that little tit on the end? Looks like a teardrop. It's a dew. These are the antennas that Wheeler spoke about. You know, he said there were some very clever engineers that had developed antenna systems that can target, acquire, and shoot. Well, this is the shooty, targeting, illegal piece of hardware. All right.
Now, let's stop right there. And we got to have these gentlemen back and do like 5 hours on this, 10 hours. We got to have them on all the shows because I got approached in 1996 and told about it. Then in 97, I got approached again by an engineer, and a high-level engineer. He said, listen, I told you break open a Scientific Atlantic cable box. There's a hidden microphone in it. It's recording everything, and then it's put into keyword data, and it's NSA technology. And later it came out it was true. Now, I literally, when I covered this, I had U.S. military twice, come up to me in parking lots at Target and at a TV station and threatened to basically kill me about it and stop talking about it. Because back then, they didn't want this out then. Now, it's like, oh, yeah, sure, there's hidden microphones and everything. You know, the Ring system has another hidden one. If you turn it off, there's another one. And then I actually physically got attacked. I don't think these guys are military because I'm pretty tough, but I beat the hell out of all four of them pretty quick. Tore one guy's nose almost completely off, but they were sent like kind of thugs, thought they were boxers to, you know, they punched me and thought I was going to fall over. But they did not want this out. So what these guys are bringing is huge. Mark Steele, God bless you. Just get into what you discover, what you've seen. I know you've did a lot of classified work. That's confirmed. They've looked into you. That's why you know what you're looking for. And I know I'm told law enforcement gave this to you because they were giving you a tip. Was this scary as hell when you opened that up and you knew what you were looking at?
Well, I already knew what the equipment was, Alex. I had part of the equipment thrown at me by a lighting engineer. When I challenged him about the equipment that had been fitted with, where I had children bleeding from the nose, I had a number of neighbours that started bleeding. I'd measured the radiation levels in people's bedrooms at 1,700, 2,000 millivolts. The law states the maximum should be 200 millivolts, so it was significantly higher than that. And obviously, I challenged one of the lighting guys. Unfortunately for the council, a lot of those lighting columns then started to be destroyed locally, especially where I lived. They did try to blame me, but I can tell you it was definitely somebody else. And what actually happened, they had to come and repair them. They came to repair them with police escorts. So they came with police escorts to fit what that is, most certainly a target acquired and weapon system. This is not. These LED arrays are all part of a weapon. The LED itself is a classified weapon system. And what I mean by that, people want to go, well, you know, he's saying it's a weapon. Well, I'm going to explain what a weapon is. A weapon is a thing that causes bodily harm. I'm a weapon systems expert. If you give a joiner a 2x4 piece of timber, you think it can make a chair or some other piece of furniture. If you give me a bit of 2x4, I see a club. I automatically look at things.
No, I understand. Covert weapons, silent weapons, quiet wars. Well, I mean, I have to tell you, this is all the Wonder Kid project. My dad wasn't that special. They did it for hundreds of thousands of people, got different funding projects, but he won a project. So one of the big steel companies gave him, in an 18-wheeler that showed up, a ruby laser, a large one. And he was supposed to build a particle beam with it, and then he did that and fried a bunch of stuff and almost blinded himself with it. And then he got recruited into some other projects after that. But he was 15 when he made that particle beam. And I think that's what you're getting at, is this is a type of particle beam. Let's talk about that with this engineer on the other side, and we will get Ian Ferguson's take on this as well. Please stay with us. This is really, really important, and this is real, and this is happening. Ladies and gentlemen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
I'm going to shoot you up with something that's going to kill you dead in a hammer.
They have sexual rituals, some of the most ancient Egyptian rituals, where they believe they are possessed by entities, basically space aliens.
This is war. You bet it's war. And the American people against you. You're the threat to America. You are who we're at war with.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child.
What do I do, Lord?
Corrupt them all.
A Secretary of State that had gay sex.
All right, they're playing some wild stuff today. And, you know, no matter how crazy this all sounds, that's Skull and Bones. And all the stuff that they're really doing. All right, Ian Ferguson, I want Inville to pop in here, too. Mike Adams is coming up bottom of the hour. He's an engineer. Mark Steele worked in classified areas with weaponized beams, microwaves, radiation, particle beams, all this stuff. SaveUsNow.org.uk. His audio is a little hammered. We'll see if we were able to fix that during the break. But bottom line, as you're pointing out under UK laws and others, this is way more powerful than it's supposed to be. There's equipment built into this that isn't supposed to be there, and only an engineer can see this. This has been going on for a long time. Again, I was told in 1996 that, look at the Telecommunications Act, these engineers said. They said they've passed it. By 2000, all cell phones will be GPS targeted, and they'll all be able to be remotely accessed and listen to you, and they'll be called smartphones. And I was saying all this because engineers were telling me. Well, now it's all ubiquitous. I'm telling people something they already know. The sky's blue. But you're laying out the next wave of this. Is that fair to say, Mark Steele?
Absolutely. The whole deployment is a weapon system. The whole 5G is a weapon system. I can explain that. 5G antenna, one of the technical parameters is actually the focusing of energy in air. So where a telecommunications transmitter radiates air away from the person, away from the antenna, it's called inverse square law. A 5G antenna, using either offset or dielectric lens, actually focuses the signal, so a little bit more like a laser. So it's a totally opposite to a normal telecommunications, that's 1G, 2G.
And that's why it does burst. Explain that. So I was right looking at this. They're all thinking it's low power because what's coming off the surface is low power, but it's being focused like a particle beam, is what you're saying?
You can focus it very much. The best way to explain it's like layman's terms. However, this beam actually skitters. It's theoretical because nobody can see them, so it's a theoretical beam, and it skitters a bit like lightning, if you could see a lightning strike.
But if I can't see it, it doesn't exist, you know, like the other dimensions and our little friends. But of course, it is scientific. It is there. It does exist.
Absolutely. Well, they've been used as weapon systems for a number of years. The first weapon system was called Mammut. It was actually the Germans used it during the Second World War. It was a radar targeted firing piece of equipment to identify Allied aircraft. A number of Allied aircraft crews suffered significant detrimental health effects, burning their eyes, causing significant harm. That was hidden. That was the hidden history of, obviously, during the war, a lot of this stuff's classified, so that was hidden information. But it showed that the Germans were well ahead with being able to use offset phase signals to put out what's called a beam wave and actually use it as weird off, but those beam waves, pointed beam waves, are extremely toxic. One of the reasons why a lot of servicemen coming back from battle zones suffering PTSD have actually got a brain injury. Nobody's done. They've been probably near some weapons platform that used phase offset signals for radar battlefield interrogation. They've been somewhere near it, and because it travels with ease through the head and the rest of the body, because these are sub-gigahertz, one of the things I want to dispel in relation to 5G, everybody talks about the 30 gigahertz to the 300. 5G currently is operating in the sub-gigahertz range. It is more dangerous. It's a significantly more dangerous part of the spectrum than some of the higher frequencies. The higher frequencies don't travel very well through brickwork and concrete. Sub-gigahertz travels through it with ease, and that's the reason it's 3D urban radar. That's why it operates in the sub-gigahertz.
And now, and that, you're showing your torpedo submarine knowledge there exactly, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it's just like through water or just like through rock. It's the same thing, that it's a solid field instead of a long wave, so it pushes through the rock or through the water or through the structure. So it they're saying it's weak, but you're saying it has an even greater penetration power.
Absolutely. Sub-gigahertz are on top of 30-foot reinforced concrete, and that's why they're using it. The antennas, like you saw, the ones I broke down, have got a footprint 15 kilometers in the urban environment. We have 31,875 of those transmitters in a very, very small area, a place called Gateshead. Gateshead was the test center, the epicenter, and it's not called Gateshead. It's the original name, Gateshead. I'd suggest people have a look at it. It actually has the Angel of the North. The Angel of the North is Moloch. It's not being tested in Gateshead for any other reason. It has some links to some devilish plot, some devilish scheme. I mean, I know we're talking about God and the devil, but believers, I'm pretty sure the reason why I'm here is to fight against this, because unfortunately for Gateshead Council, that emblem is the goat head, another satanic sign. Well, unfortunately, I live in Gateshead, and I am an expert in this particular field, and they've deployed the equipment on my countrymen, women, and children. And not only
Let's explain. It's being tested. The town will pull it up when we come back. I want to get the take here from Ian Ferguson. Really scary hearing this information. What's your view on this?
No, actually, Mark was the one that clued me in on sub-gigahertz in the beginning, and I should have picked it up in my own training. The sub-gigahertz frequency is 600, 700, 850. These are ground-following waves, all right? Well, at the advent of 3G, when we were able to receive data packets, the sub-gigahertz frequencies allow the wireless internet service providers to triangulate your geolocation, all right? So they really do radar map their environment. If you can receive a data packet, if you can receive a text, they know where you are down to within like 3 feet. If you're in the middle of downtown, 40 stories up in somebody's office in the middle of a building, they can literally bounce your data packets off of other buildings to get them to you. So And that's where the sub-gigahertz frequencies gives them their radar mapping capabilities. They know what's moving on the ground. With the advent of 5G, it becomes much more invasive than that. They'll know when you move your couch around inside your house. Now, we know from Snowden and the WikiLeaks Vault 7 stuff that they've got access to all of the operating systems as is, your Android, your iOS, Windows, all of it. The government's already got listening capabilities.
Well, remember the Batman movie 10 years ago or longer, I forget which one, where they activate everybody's cell phones to create sonar. Well, that's actually real. They actually do that.
Yeah, that's not far off from reality, especially with the advent of 5G. It's going to give them just a godlike surveillance capability over everyone.
I was told this by two different engineers, and one of them's son approached me later and said, you know, my dad held some of the patents. He was killed after he gave me that info. I mean, that's how scary all this is. They were telling me all this stuff way back then. I was like, what are you talking about? It's crazy. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party tests out there, the air filtration, the water filtration, the supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that street surrounding and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
And why do you get sunglasses? To protect your eyes from solar radiation so you don't get cataracts.
Oh, yeah.
But what have they told you? Oh, the sun can't hurt you. So just go out and lay it out, you know, in the middle of the summer in August for 10 hours and you'll die. It's a conspiracy theory that the sun can burn your skin. There's all sorts of radiation in this universe. We're talking about it right now. And it's a very serious issue because major governments are banning 5G. I'm going to go to Mike Adams and bring this back to our other two guests and really quantify where this is going in a moment. But first, I talk about how one of the biggest problems around here is the fact that I don't plug every segment. Most talk show hosts say, hey, this hour brought to you by, this segment brought to you by, and they just move on. I tend to plug about once an hour. And we're under globalist attack. They're trying to censor us. They're trying to shut us down. I went out to the Apple facility yesterday and had leftists spitting in my face saying, we're going to shut you down. We're going to take you off air. Aha. We're suing you. We're going to get rid of you. I processed server trying to get to me just now. I told them, hey, call my lawyer. I'm sure some new lawsuit because they're mad that we've knocked out most of them. We need to stay on air. And we're also doing a lot of things behind the scenes. We're going to stay on the air one way or another, but we need funding. And I make it very easy to fund us because we got products you need. DNA Force Plus is great CoQ10, PQQ, and a bunch of other known organic compounds that boost the cleanup of your cells, that make the telomeres last longer, that are known to even in heart damage, heal the muscle. I mean, these are studies. DNA Force Plus, find out why it's so amazing. 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points. And there's a lot of other deals. We have our Black Friday sales going right now. And this is how we fund ourselves. We're basically in sales all the time. This is what people expect. But we have to sell a lot more to be able to fund ourselves. Also, we have the new fluoride-free whitening toothpaste that is the only one out there with the patented silver salt solution. It also has the above-ground coral calcium to remineralize the teeth and so much more. Really proud of super silver toothpaste. We're very proud of Super Blue. It has the iodine. That's why it turns blue. It's white when it comes out. It turns blue because it has real iodine in it. And it's fluoride-free as well. It's not meant to compete with each other. It's just the silver salt's patented, so it costs us a lot more. So that costs more than the other toothpaste. We have it in children's as well. So InfoWarsStore.com is your things you need. If you just sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off on that order. And then cancel any time for free. But you want to order it every month, every 3 months, you can just click the box so you don't forget to get it. You support us. You get a great product. And then we absolutely frustrate the globalists and stand in the way of all of their horrible aims and behaviors. So you've held us up this long. We just ask you to pray for us and spread the word about the broadcast and also get the great products. So Mike Adams, we're covering some pretty powerful stuff with this major activist, whistleblower, Mark Steele, very accredited fella, worked in, the weaponized systems, and he recognizes it out now in the town where he lives in England. And we've got also Ian Ferguson, who puts in the 5G, who's a well-known individual, quantifying 5G and then the fight against it and the fact that some countries have banned it. In fact, the inventor of it has banned it and what it really is, Mike. You're always good for the 35,000-foot view and the zooming-in view as well.
I've been listening with fascination. What I want to bring to your attention is that these radiological weapons, you might say, or radio electromagnetic weapons, they have neuropsychiatric effects, Alex. So we're talking about, in this study published in Environmental Research, Wi-Fi is an important threat to human health. This study specifically cites 35 different neurological and neuropsychiatric effects, which means these are mind-altering weapon arrays that are installed in your neighborhood. They catalog 17 psychological disorders, 4 behavioral changes. So these systems, when they point at you, and remember, they're directional phase array antennas, they can single you out for behavioral changes. They can literally change your personality, in a sense, by beaming you with these weapons, and they know where
so
you are.
So literally directed energy weapons, the equivalent of modern shock therapy.
Yeah, well, exactly, except it's invisible, but you're telling them where you are by carrying your device around. So you're giving them a target of where to beam the phase array antennas, and then they can decide how much power to put into that signal, how tight the beam is or how wide the beam is. They can decide how many antennas to beam you with simultaneously if they really want to fry your brain. We're talking about chromosomal aberrations, DNA damage, cancer, endocrine system changes, autonomic nervous system effects, as well as the production of what's called peroxynitrites. These are molecules that poison your body from the inside, and the cell membranes, as one of your guests mentioned before, the cell membranes become more permeable due to what's called voltage-gated ion channels. When the voltage penetrates the skin, it changes the permeability of your cell structure, causing calcium poisoning to penetrate your cells, and you get poisoned with
calcium, which is a beneficial mineral when it's in the right balance. But if you get too much in your cells, it poisons you from the inside. So, Alex, this is a weapon system. It kills you from the inside, and it alters your mind, and it alters your personality.
And that's not counting the cell phones and the screens and the flicker rates and the destruction of IQ, the early onset of neurological disorders associated with TV, major studies. I mean, all of this is killing us in short. Ian Ferguson, this is powerful stuff. From your position as a guy that installs this stuff, what are you thinking right now?
Well, I'm thinking that every long-term tower climber I've ever met suffers from irritability, depression, anger, fatigue at some point. And we've all talked amongst ourselves about it being problematic in the industry. And he laid it out for you right there. There are behavioral changes just for tower climbers. We get pissed. We get depressed. We get upset. And there's really no explanation for it other than what you just said right there. It's us interacting with the electromagnetic fields.
Well, they're telling you in movies like The Kingsman and all this, where the bad guy through the cell phone sends out the phased array to make people violent. And then all the studies are showing that that's what all of this is doing. I want to go back to Mike Adams on this, but Mark Steele, as an engineer that's actually designed this in classified areas that you now see popping up in the town where you live, how do we stop this? And who's behind it? And what's the end game?
The end game is full biological destruction. Every biological cell on the planet will be destroyed by 5G. Now, I know that sounds unbelievable, but I know the capacity, and I've seen these weapon systems deployed comes quickly. I know how exactly how dangerous they are. The equipment, the LEDs, people have to be mindful. The LED is part of the 5G weapons deployment. It's called soft kill. Right, the program was called Soft Kill. The pulse modulation, the dangers of LED, they're extremely toxic, they're retinal and retina cell toxic. But where the 5G, the sub gigahertz, you can't get away from it, where at least you can hide in your building from the LED streetlights, which are toxic. What you can't hide from is that 5G sub gigahertz, because it can find you, it can target the query. As Mike said before, very interesting point, but they can actually see you because of the nanoparticulates, the aluminium nanoparticulates that actually enter your body. I can actually see you in your home, so I can 3D map you once I actually understand what your characteristics are. You'll see here on this video where the light has been increased. This is in an Asian country. That's part of a weapons program. It's part of UN Resilient Cities Agenda Plan.
Yeah, we've got to get you back on, because I know you're a great engineer. I'd like to send you an external mic, or there's a lot of noise in your laboratory. I can hear a lot of whizzing and buzzing. But you're absolutely right, and these smart cities are literal grids of control, and they're just rolling it in, whereas we slowly cook, like the frog literally in the pot being boiled by the heat, we just roll over and die. Mike Adams will give us a take on that. Mark Steele, of course, Ian Ferguson. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not being alarmist. I have a huge stack. If you're a radio listener, you can't see it here. I have like three stacks of just mainline studies, mainline announcements. And then we've got 6G. What the hell's that? Let's ask that question of our two engineers. Then we've got one of our installers there on the ground level, hitting it from every angle, from the classified weapons level to the engineer journalist exposing it all, to one of the men putting it in on the ground. We've got it all covered. I'm Alex Jones, and this is The InfoWar.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dark Knight, whenever that came out, 10, 15 years ago, time flies, where Batman and the scientist, played by Morgan Freeman, they decide to use the cell phones to do this blast wave, and then it'll allow them to basically sonar or radar everything. Well, before that movie ever came out, the Kinect system, I remember breaking it, can see through a whole bunch of walls in your house. And that's just a computer system, you know, put out by Microsoft, and it turned out they were going in and using it, not just for the games where people play sports and things, but looking through your walls, and that it had really that primary function. So again, this is what's really going on. Let's go ahead and play a clip from Batman.
Hello?
Jeff, we're in trouble.
Okay, you got POV on Alpha. I'm Leon Beta.
Select clowns and hustlers on two floors. SWAT team on the stairwell. Another SWAT team on the roof.
And they say we're only going to use this technology once to violate people's rights. Never again. So, and then you make a decision watching, yeah, Batman, he's the good guy. But meanwhile, this isn't just spying on you, it's killing you. So to all three of you gentlemen, we know they put fluoride in the water. They admit to dumb us down and give us cancer. They admit the GMO is literally killing us. They admit everything being introduced is artificially there to cull us. And they say there's too many people, humans are bad, but they're not just going to cull the numbers. They're dumbing and mutating the species. Mike Adams, I mean, this is planet-wide overwrite of the life on this planet and a attempted silicon takeover. So people say, oh, well, aliens aren't real. We haven't proven it. Well, these genetic human-animal hybrids are alien. They don't come from here. These new technologies are alien. These things never existed before. They can make nanotech viruses that weren't naturally occurring. That's an alien. Alien just means not of this world, new, manufactured. So, I mean, this is crazy.
Well, one of the key vectors, of course, of the depopulation agenda that's being pushed by globalists right now is infertility. They consider that a soft kill, which is easier for them than the hard kill methods that they're also rolling out. But soft kill, infertility, is one of the side effects of 5G exposure and EMF exposure. Again, back to the study I cited earlier, this is proven. This EMF exposure is proven to lower testicular size. Literally, to put it bluntly, 5G networks shrink your balls. And they also change testicular epithelial structure. And they decrease spermatogenesis, which is the creation of sperm in the testes. So we're talking about lowered sperm levels, which are already a problem due to chemical exposure, massive infertility, also combined with the overlay of abortion.
And where do you keep that new 5G cell phone? Right in your pocket, perfect to boil Huevos.
But when you shrink the testes and you reduce the function of the testes, you also reduce the manhood, the actual hormones that make men men. Many of them are produced right there in the
and
testes.
And we know there's a war on men, and so they go, oh, you don't feel manly? Well, here, we'll take even more female hormones, and let's just cut that right. Pesky thing off.
It's the feminization and the weaponization. Combined. So that's the thing.
And it's all integrated. And then as we mutate, if you go, hey, you're being mutated, they go, don't stop my beautiful transformation, Omega Man. And they throw the spear into your heart.
And remember, they can selectively target individuals. So previously under 4G and 3G networks, you know, those were omnidirectional signals. So they could not pick out specific individuals. I'm sure your other guests will confirm this. 5G uses directional, narrowly focused beams. So they can specifically target individuals with these effects, different frequencies and different power
levels.
That's
what Mark Steele specifically as an engineer is opening up and showing, just added stuff, putting these streetlights. Mark, how do we stop it? What's the end game of these people?
What we'll have to do is we'll have to gather our resources in resistance. We set up a resistance. We're putting a resistance army. It's God's army. Because this is an attack on God's creatures. It's on God's earth. And this is by evil, pure evil monsters. We have to rise up and fight back. We have to be part of the resistance.
I mean, really, it's true. It is a silicon invasion directed by transhumanists, publicly saying the post-human world is here. I mean, this is beyond science fiction nightmare. This is really happening.
Well, it's absolutely really happening. The technology being developed as a weapon system. It is not. It's masquerading as a light. I can prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt. All optical radiation is a hazard. They've taken the diffuser, you put diffusers on light systems to reduce the optical radiation hazard. That particular light you see in front of you has got no diffusers. It uses a 450 nanometers to 460 nanometers emission. This is blue light radiation, a blue phosphor coat. They've got a phosphor coating on to make them give the appearance of white light. They're absolutely lethal. They're lethal. It's a weapon. It has no diffuser. If that piece of equipment has a diffuser.
Let's go further. Most poisons, if not lethal immediately, are addicting because your body realigns its metabolic system to survive and tries to adapt to it. But they're designing us to adapt to our overall destruction. You want to speak to that, Mike Adams? I want to go back to Ian Ferguson.
Yeah, these are binary weapon systems in the sense that, remember, the peroxynitrite production in your body from exposure to these systems creates free radicals that have inflammatory effects, which are linked to cancer and neurological disorders and so on. So combined with the food supply, which is deliberately stripped of antioxidants and nutrition, you have, you know, nutrient depleted food, which makes you susceptible to the EMF weapon systems, the 5G systems that create free radical pro-oxidation molecules in your body and kill you from disease and neurological disorders.
Oh, this is a plug. I mean, this is a plug, but I've been neurotically taking DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and CoQ10.
Yep.
And everybody's like, man, you look 10 years younger. You lost all this weight. I'm doing the same thing I was doing months ago. I'm just religiously taking X2. I'm religiously taking X3. I'm religiously taking DNA Force Plus. I'm religiously flushing my gut with Gut Fusion. And these are great products at InfoWarsStore.com. There's other great products out there as well, folks, but I'm telling you, this is what we come from, the earth. It's what God gave us. The drug companies are trying to mimic this with their own poisonous versions of all this. God gave us this information, and I'm telling you, it's
amazing. Dietary antioxidants. Dietary supplements can literally help protect your body from the toxic effects of 5G radiation.
There's absolutely no doubt. I mean, they admit that PQQ2, regrowth cells, CoQ10, all of this is insane. It's crazy. And again, filter your water. They make fun of me saying filter your water when it's the number one place you're getting toxins. It's incredible. Ian Ferguson, as a father, as a patriot, there's no doubt this is going on. And so I ask you the question, what's directing it? What's their end game? And we're being told everywhere it's a post-human world.
Money. Beyond that, you got Agenda 21. You just take a look at the Georgia Guidestones. They set it down in 16 different languages. They want to reduce our population by at least 55%. They feel so strongly about it, they carved it into stone and set it as a monument.
Ted Turner paid for that. He wants us at $500 million.
Yeah.
80%+ reduction. But yeah, they said at least that. They're doing it. It's everywhere. They're doing it to us. What's crazy is it's doing it to them. They're willing to die to get us. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know that they're willing to die to get us. They're definitely willing to kill us off to get their ends. I mean, he feels strongly enough about it to carve it into stone and set it as a monument. They need to reduce the population. They believe that what we've got is unsustainable and that our growth is so exponential that we are going to overwhelm our natural resources.
And the truth is, we're just going to build unlimited planets, and it's been proven that humans make their environments better once we go through a certain phase. They're trying to suppress us before we hit a certain escape velocity. Mark Steele, you want to speak to the end game?
Yes, I'd love to just interject here. The nuclear power stations are under attack. Got a vibration from small meters breaking down the bundles, the stainless steel jackets, and the nuclear fission inside them. If you do not have the maintenance crews to keep those reactors cool, they all die. This is not the Georgia Guidestones narratives. This will kill all biological life on the planet. Think about all those nuclear power stations failing like Chernobyl and hitting the water table and killing all biological life for the next 350,000 years. So any fool that thinks that 5 million people are going to be saved if we're doing stop 5G, you're a fool. 5G.
Well, that's why I said the globalists say they're going to shake off their humanity and merge with machines. They're the transmission. They say that their worldview, this thing they're doing, they believe that they're going to throw off their coil and merge with silicon and be, quote, perfected. That's why I was saying is they are dying in the process as well.
Alex, that's crazy, because what happens, if you ever seen any robots in a nuclear reactor, I've actually worked with them, believe it's done the last 5 minutes. You get a robot last like 3 or 4 hours in the nuclear reactor, they're not going to survive either. What happened? They've been duped as well. Because obviously,
we're the third rock out from the sun in a huge radiation blast. We're incredibly powerful. Machines can't survive this. They oxidate, they rust, they break. We are superior. And then everybody knows it. We built all this, and we're at embryonic level. Incredible. But final comments from all you guys, and Matt Brackett's coming up. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Mark Steele, saveusnow.org.uk. And Ian Ferguson, stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.